Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I can't wait today to share with you about a wonderful, wonderful organization, Hidden Treasure, down in Wilmore, Kentucky. It's a place called Justin's Place, and it's a place that offers a safe and supportive environment for children ages 3 to 13 that struggle with disabilities or have a disorder diagnosis. They get to experience horses and other animals, and just a really, really wonderful organization. And I'm looking forward to hearing and letting you hear about it and share about it today. Our guest is the executive director, Allie Barnett. Allie, thanks for being with us on Hope Is Here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, as I read so many just wonderful testimonies from parents about the difference that Justin's Place has made in their children's life. Talk to people that maybe aren't familiar with Justin's Place. How did he get started? And tell us about who Justin is.
Sure. Justin's Place was founded in the beginning of 2020 in honor of a young man named Justin King, who lost his life in a car wreck in 2017. And he had a really personable and kind and warm and outgoing personality that really extended to everybody he met, but in particular, children and children with disabilities. He kind of had a knack for just simply brightening their day. And so in 2020, his family decided to do something really amazing, and they founded Justin's Place in honor of Justin, just with a very simple mission to bring joy and peace and some of that warmth to kids in our community who need it the most.
Well, as I was looking at your website, and it's justinsplacey.com, and we'll also have this with the podcast of the program. I really, really would encourage you to check it out, but just the expression on the kids' faces and the animals just really, really just brought a smile to my face. And yet, with Justin, as I was reading about his life on your website, obviously just, you know, a tragedy that his life was taken, but the Bible talks about what was meant for evil, God uses for good. And man, it looks like you all are just doing a lot of good there at Justin's Place.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We feel very, very blessed to have just an amazing family like Justin's as a part of it, and our volunteers and our staff. It's been a really incredible last 4 years.
Well, I love this testimony by testimonial by Laura. She says, Justin's Place has been a godsend to us, and especially my daughter. It's a place she feels understood and heard. Watching her develop relationships with the staff and her horse has been pure joy. So that's obviously just so powerful, a testimonial like that, and there's many others that I saw on your website. But talk and share with our listeners a little bit about what facilities and animals that Justin's Place offers.
Sure. We are kind of unique, I think. You know, when people think about therapeutic horseback riding, most people know it benefits you emotionally and socially and physically, the act of riding and being around horses. But what Justin's Place is offers that's really unique and special is that we have a whole plethora of other activities. So a lot of our kids that come out might not be able to tolerate or have the attention span to ride for 45 minutes. So we don't want them to feel like a failure or like their child wasn't able to participate and engage in the program. So they might just ride for 15 minutes. And then we also have a sensory petting zoo. So maybe they ride for 15 minutes and they come and they learn about our goats or our pigs, or they feed some chickens, or they sit down and cuddle with our bunnies. That's all in our barnyard petting zoo. And then we have a play yard that houses our bunnies, our chickens, and our sensory pavilion, which is so important for kids to have those tactile experiences and sensory bins of corn and sand and water and different ways to kind of engage with their environment in a really fun farm setting.
Well, it's just so amazing to me just how God has used animals and how just kids connect with them. And it's just amazing the bond that kids and animals have, isn't it?
It is. And they, you know, just knowing that horses have feelings and awareness too, they have a way of demanding that you be present in the moment. And a lot of beauty and joy comes from just being present in the moment.
Well, who do you all actually serve through Justin's Place?
We serve children ages 3 to 13 with a disability diagnosis or a disorder diagnosis. So that can include children who are in foster or adoptive care or those who have early developmental trauma.
Well, just what a beautiful, beautiful place for them to go. And I mentioned it earlier, I really hope you'll go and check out their website, justinsplaceky.com, justinsplaceky.com. I know that I was talking with somebody that has a child that has autism, and yet Justin's Place, their child looks so forward to it each week. And it's just got to be really rewarding to you as executive director just to see the smile that comes on these kids' faces.
It is. It's been such a huge blessing for me to be able to learn from all of these kids and just to be able to experience the moment that we take for granted so often, and very, very simple pleasures of sitting in the grass and watching a bug or belly laughing, petting a goat. It's a huge blessing just to learn and be around these kids.
Well, you talked, your mission's about creating space for children to experience that peace and joy. Tell us what that would look like for a child that would come out there.
Yeah, it's a little unconventional at times. You know, at the root of our mission, it's to experience peace and joy. So that means doing things a little bit differently and making messes, and as adults, kind of dropping our agenda of what we view as successful or right or normal for a kid to do. The best example I can give is if a child goes to maybe a therapy office and they're playing in a sensory bin of corn, which is basically like dried corn that's it's stimulating for their hands and their learning and their brains. You know, in an office, they would be told to keep the corn in the bin and sit down and engage with it in a certain particular way. At Justin's Place, that would be really, really frustrating for them. I can't imagine many of our kids would be able to keep the corn in the bin. So they will throw it across, you know, the area and drop it and watch how the shadow falls from the sunlight and see how it sounds on different textures and, our table and our ground. And they have a blast and their world kind of opens up. And, you know, me as an adult, we're making a mess. We're not playing appropriately and we have all these expectations, but for this child, that's how they explore and engage with the world. And we like to be the place where, you know, we say, yes, we can try that. We can do that. There's no reason why we can't make a mess today and clean it up later. So we try to really be their happy place during the week, a place where they feel totally accepted and can engage how they want to.
Well, as I was looking at your facility, you've got this beautiful picture. You've got an outdoor riding arena, a bunny house, a chicken coop, a round pen arena, a new sensory pavilion, and an indoor riding arena. So there's just so many different interests and things available. And for a lot of these children that you see, I mean, sensory is a big thing for them, isn't it? And so you're able to work with them and help them have a pleasant experience. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're very flexible. You know, that's one of our values as a staff. And we make jokes that we have a 80 by 100 foot sandbox on the property because our riding arena has a sand base. So we really let the child direct their time. Each child that comes actually picks kind of from a menu of options. So we don't say, you know, today you're going to take a riding lesson and you're going to go pet the goats. They come in and they say, today I want to take a writing lesson and play in the sand and do art. So they are the director of their time. And we're very much, we listen to our kids. So even if they are nonverbal and they can't communicate with words, if they're unhappy, we will move on to something else. We'll pull back and give them space or maybe we'll get off the horse and try to get back on in a few minutes. So it's very much free flow based on what our kids are telling us and what makes them happy.
Well, I just love all the options there that you provide for those precious kids. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Allie Barnett. She's the executive director of Justin's Place, a hidden treasure down in Wilmore, Kentucky, and just been learning about all the wonderful things that they offer for children ages 3 to 13. And, one of the things that I love that you've got a wonderfully trained staff. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, our staff is mostly made up of, we've got 11 women on staff, and they're just amazing people from all different types of backgrounds. We have, I myself am a registered nurse. We've got an engineer on staff who's our farm manager, and several moms and several adoptive moms, which is great experience in the population that we work with. And we all are very committed to being open-minded, I think, and being learning in the moment and learning how to be adapt ourselves and our way of managing kids and horses so that it's nothing is put above the child's needs and desires, basically. So we're constantly evaluating, are we doing this because it's easy for us, or are we doing it because it's the best thing for the child? So I feel very blessed to be surrounded by amazing women that I look up to in every capacity, who are also equally as passionate about loving on kids and supporting the mission of Justin's Place through the property care and caring for all the animals and everything that comes with running a farm.
Well, as you just shared, you've got an awesome staff, but I've got a friend, Beverly Coleman, that volunteers out there, and one of the things I love about your organization, you obviously have that wonderful trained staff, but it sounds like there's also opportunities for volunteers. Can you share about that?
Absolutely, and I was going to say all of that applies to our volunteers as well, because not many people are, a lot of people want to volunteer, but not everyone is able to take direction and to kind of drop their own agenda. And oh my goodness, our volunteers are just, they get it. They understand that the time here is for the kids, and they want to be the absolute best volunteer they can be for their kid. The primary role that we have here is called sidewalking, and that's where we train volunteers to, again, adapt and support children with disabilities. And so they will kind of be the child's buddy while they're here on the farm and help guide them through their activities, and will walk alongside them as they ride the horse if they are in need of physical support or safety support.
Wow, that's just great. Hope people will look for opportunities to serve. Unfortunately, we're about out of time, but if people are like, you know what, hey, I want to help support Justin's Place mission, what's the best way to do that, Allie?
Definitely follow us on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Justin's Place KY. We have a community Facebook page as well that posts a lot of the kind of behind the scenes and what's going on every week, as well as our website, justinsplaceky.com. You can donate or sign up for programs or sign up to volunteer all through that.
All right. Allie, thanks so much for being with us. Love what you're doing, and look forward to hearing more wonderful things that are going to be going on at Justin's Place later this year.
Thank you so much for having me. I love sharing about it always.
All right. For Allie Barnett, the executive director of Justin's Place, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.